Our guest today is Cheryl Deep, and Cheryl is the lady in charge of media relations and publications at the IOG, and we're going to see what's on tap this year. And if you have questions for Cheryl, you could join with us at 248-557-3300. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good to have you with us. It's been a while since I have seen you.
A little while. It's always good to be here because I know you get what's going on at the IOG.
Well, I love what you guys do down there.
You're an important part of what we do.
And I know that there's a number of rather major events that are planned for this year of 2010, and I want to talk about them today and go through them one by one. For example, coming up in March, which is not very far away, you're going to have the classic Art of Aging Conference. And tell us about that. What happens at the Art of Aging?
We have a great year ahead. I would ask all of your listeners to write down two dates. March 26th, the one you just talked about for Art of Aging, and June 1st for our Healthier Black Elders event. March 26th, Art of Aging Successfully. It's all about creativity and aging. One-day program. Keynote speaker will be Bill Bonds, I would guess you know because you know just about everybody out there.
Too.
And you know him too, Rob?
Yeah,
okay. I don't know him, but I hope to after.
You will after you.
He's a nice guy.
Well, that's good. And an interesting guy, and I think he'll have some good things to say about creative aging. For people who aren't familiar with the Art of Aging Successfully Conference, it's a chance. We usually have about 400 older adults. Fully 100 of them give us artwork to display. And this is, they're not professional artists, but the quality of the artwork certainly borders on professional. And we get everything. We get watercolors. We get oil paintings. We get sculptures. We get ceramics. It's really beautiful stuff. So it's worth coming to take a look at that. And then we have interactive workshops to keep everybody busy after they view all of the artists.
Is this a Saturday?
This is not a Saturday. It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday, March 26th.
March 26th, a Thursday.
What, from when to when?
From about, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning till we end about 2, 2:30. So
okay.
It's full day, and
is there lunch there?
We provide lunch. There is a cost. We try to keep our costs low. I'm sorry. There is a cost.
Well, that's all right. It's not going to be much.
It's $18, and that gives you access to everything. Interactive workshops, the keynote speaker, and a hot lunch served to you at your table. Oh, yes. No buffet lines for our guests.
That's interesting to have Bill Bonds as the keynote speaker.
He's fun to listen to.
Well, he and I are the same age.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we were both born in 32.
How come you look
contemporaries?
Younger?
Oh,
well,
I've always fun to say.
That's
good.
Why'd you get so old so fast? I mean, what is this? what have you been doing?
It's all that clean living on your part, Bob.
That's the difference between radio and television, you see.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. So, now, you have to sign up for this,
I assume. Do need to register. People can get the registration form online at www.iog.wayne.edu, or if you don't want to do the whole computer thing, and I know, Bob, you personally aren't so good on all of
that,
just call us at the IOG, 313-577-2297, and anybody who answers the phone will direct you to the right person to get you signed up.
Okay, so you can go to the website, which is www.iog.wayne.edu. Or you can call 313-577-2297 and get information. And there's a registration form that you fill out, is there?
Yes.
And it's $18 to go to the program on Thursday, March 26th, the Art of Aging Conference, which sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Why is everything that I just said so much more impactful when you say it in your radio voice? I guess that's why you
I never thought about having a radio voice.
Oh, you do.
I just only have one voice. That's it.
It really makes me listen.
I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We're talking with Cheryl Deep. If you have questions about some of these things that we're going to be talking about, don't be bashful. Come on down and talk with us, 248-557-3300. If you're having trouble hearing what we're talking about, I would advise you to call Cruise Hearing Aid Service.
In a world filled with sound, do you experience silence? Do you avoid family functions and group outings because you know you won't be able to understand anyone? I'm Joshua Cruz, president of Cruz Hearing. A hearing problem is more than just turning up the volume on your TV or radio. Hearing loss affects our moods, our personalities, and most importantly, our relationships with the ones we love. If you or someone you know is withdrawing themselves from family and friends, or just isn't hearing the way that they used to, please call me for a complimentary hearing evaluation. We have three convenient clinic locations in Farmington Hills, Taylor, and Walled Lake. Call me at 248-474-8161. That's 248-474-8161. At Cruise Hearing, we reconnect our patients to the world of better hearing.
I thank you, Josh. They are wonderful at what they do. Now, if you go online, you can go to their website, which is www.cruisehearing.com. That's C-R-U-Z, cruisehearing.com, or call 248-474-8161. We're talking with Cheryl Deep about programs that are coming up down at the IOG, and let's move ahead to June, and I think you said it was June 21st.
June 1st.
June 1st.
Yeah, oh, very first day of June.
Oh, okay.
I don't want them to miss it.
I don't
want
to miss it. I miss her.
It'll be warm.
June 1st is the Healthier Black Elders event, and this has been going on for a number of years. And I understand you got a new director for that program.
We do. We're very excited. Her name is Carmen Green, Dr. Carmen Green. She is a medical doctor, an MD.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, professor of obstetrics and gynecology, which sounds like a...
Is it at Wayne State?
At University of Michigan.
U of M, okay.
But that's all right. We've got good collaborative...
lovely lady that had done it for so many years, finally retired last year.
Dr. Washington, yes, she's in fact packing up her office as we speak.
And I thought she had mentioned when we interview her every year about this, I thought she had said last year that she was going to try and make it down and just kind of say hi to everybody this year.
Well, she may still. She's not planning to leave town for another month or two. So if you've got the open invitation, we'll see if she can fill it. That would
well,
be
this is June 1st. Now, is that a Saturday?
No, that's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
So where do they hold that?
That is going to be at a new venue this year. So this is exciting. New Providence Church, which is at the corner of Plymouth Road and Southfield Road. And it's a brand new facility. It's only been built in the last year or two. And it's big, it's spacious, it's easy access, which is important for our older adults. Free parking, safe. Gated parking, and the interior of it is gorgeous. So we can actually expand. We could only take about 800 registrants last year. This year we're hoping to go as high as 1,300.
Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah, because we had to turn so many people away last year, and it breaks our heart to have to do that. So
yeah, I remember that. This is one that sells out all the time.
Well, it sells out because it's free, I think, is one of the reasons.
But you have to register for
you
this.
You do have to pre-register, yes.
Pre-register.
We need a sense of who's coming. We don't want to have to turn anybody away.
And it wouldn't be untoward to call right now while you're thinking about it.
Could
because
do
it fills up in a big hurry.
It does, and we can take your information over the phone. We do have a designated phone line for this year, too. This is new. It's 313-577-1000.
1000.
And if you clearly state your name and leave your phone number, we will call you right back and get your information.
Okay, so this is not the regular number for the Institute of Gerontology.
No.
This is the number that you will call if you're interested in the Healthier Black Elders event, which is happening on Tuesday, June the 1st. And that number is 313-577-1000. How much does this cost?
And this is zero cost.
Free.
And we offer an amazing array of health screenings. Come early. You can have your blood pressure checked, your cholesterol checked. And then we have interactive panels that are going to talk to you about pain management and other topics that you
people are
concerned
about. So you're
going
to be able to go to lectures and...
Yes. And then lunch is served also.
They have a lunch. Okay.
Yeah,
and it's all free.
Hot lunch.
Who underwrites this?
Well, one of our major sponsors is Wright and Philippus.
Oh, wonderful.
So glad
people.
You could ask. Yes.
Well, they underwrite this program, too. As a matter of fact, Aging Well, they do that for you, and they are wonderful people. Of course, I go back to Tony originally, who passed away a while back, and his son, Tony Jr., AJ, is now the guy in charge out there. They just do a wonderful job in home health care.
It's an excellent company and a very generous
company. And a very generous company, and they're very, because that goes back to Tony. He set that attitude of being involved in the community, because community service to Tony was really important, and they AJ is carrying it on, and it's wonderful, and I wanted to thank them about providing the IOG which is under budgetary constrictions, as we all know.
Yeah, everybody is. Yes, it's tough times here.
The people in the universities are all going through that thing. They're cutting budgets all over the place, and the Institute of Gerontology, in spite of all the wonderful things they do, had their budgets cut, and they couldn't afford this aging well segment, and Wright and Philippa stepped up to underwrite it.
Well, they're our hero. They came to the rescue.
So the Healthier Black Elders event is going to be on Tuesday, June 1st. What hours?
From about 8 in the morning. We ask people to come early, 8:30, because there'll be health screenings before the formal program starts, and then it ends at 2.
Do they have exhibits from exhibitors?
Yes. We'll have many tables from...
people who are in the
home health care
field.
Yes, some insurance companies, any Social Security people will be there to answer questions. So,
and seminars, too, correct?
And we will have... we don't have breakout sessions where they go to separate rooms,
okay,
but we do have an array of keynote speakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I remembered that from
years past. Exactly.
Well, it's one of the big things that happens every year. And I assume, now the new director is, what's her name again?
Her name is Dr. Carmen Green.
Dr. Carmen Green. I hope that we'll have a chance to have her on the air when we get closer to that.
I'm sure we will.
to talk about what she's going to do. Have you had a chance to talk to her about running the Black Healthier Black Elders event, and does she have any new ideas?
We had a very nice conversation, yes. Her focus is to really make it very health-oriented, to make that the top priority, so that we do everything we can to improve the health of the older African-Americans who come there. Mm-hmm. We want to prevent health problems. We want to identify diseases if they're brewing. We want to teach people how to take care of them so that they can live a long and satisfying life.
And again, this is going to take place where?
At the New Providence Church.
New Providence,
Southfield,
Plymouth and Southfield.
So all our materials will help people find that, because this is a new location. We don't want to scare them away with that.
You can't just show up.
You have to pre-register.
I don't think I asked you about where they're holding the Art of Aging conference.
That's at Greater Grace Temple.
Which is on
Seven Mile.
Seven Mile and what?
Near Telegraph.
East
of Telegraph.
Just east of, okay. Well, you get the directions and everything when you call down there.
We'll make sure you can find it.
Anytime you have questions, you can always go to the website, which is iog.wayne.edu, or you can call the IOG at 313-577-2297. And you can call us if you have questions for Cheryl, 248-557-3300. And we were just talking about the people who are making this conversation possible, and AJ would like to bend your ear a little bit.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright & Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright & Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal, and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright & Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
I thank you, AJ. Well said. And look, there are people like me who do not go online.
Oh.
Well, there really are some holdouts, you know. But if you're like me and you don't go to firsttoserve.com, you can call the folks at Wright & Philippus toll-free, incidentally, at 1-800-482-0222. And they are indeed the leaders in the home health care field. Now, we're talking with Cheryl Deep about some of the programs at the IOG. We've talked about the Art of Aging Conference, and we were just talking about the Healthier Black Elders event. In October, going ahead a little further into the year, you are going to have what's called the Lifespan Family Conference. Now, I don't ever remember hearing about this one. It must be something fairly new. What's it all about, and who can participate? Tell me about
it. It is brand new, and we're still in the planning stages, so I can't give you a whole lot of specifics, except to tell you that this has sprung from our collaboration and alliance with the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute for Child and Family Development, kind of our sister institute across the Lifespan Bridge.
I was going to say, you work with them too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I thought you did. You want to share your time between the IOG and Skillman.
That's what I do. Sometimes I'm with the young folk and sometimes I'm with the older folk.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
that. And that's perfect for me because I'm middle-aged.
You're right in the middle. You know what you're doing. Now, do you have a date for that yet?
We do have a date, and that is a Saturday.
Okay.
We finally got you a Saturday event, October 9th. And the purpose of it, what we're going to try to do is bring together older adults and children. Now, it might be grandparents with grandchildren, but it doesn't have to be. It could be an auntie or an uncle or some other older family member who's helping to care for young children. We're going to bring them together. We want to cross the generations. We want to give them some interactive workshops to help them understand what's going on both ends of the lifespan. And just a bonding, fun kind of edutainment event. Some things we're thinking about are maybe a workshop on Technology 101 to help the older folks.
But people like me can learn how to run turn on the computer.
Well, or just understand what the young kids are doing. What is this texting? What is IM? You know, what are some of the abbreviations they use?
I'll never understand that.
You don't want to.
Especially while they're driving the car.
Well, yeah, that's
I love the term, edutainment.
Edutainment, yes.
I love that term.
It's education and entertainment.
Do you know how long this is going to run yet, if you decided?
It will probably be a morning program, maybe a 9 to noon. We're thinking 4 hours, because with younger children, we can't do a full day.
You won't have a lunch then. You'll probably have a little breakfast.
I'm not sure. We might provide a boxed lunch toward the end.
Okay.
We're still in the planning stage.
We'll talk more, but that's not going
to
happen until
October.
Definitely
committed to making it happen. Yeah, we're very excited about the concept because we don't see anything else out there that brings those two generations together.
People want information about this new Lifespan Family Conference, which sounds interesting because what you're doing is bringing both ends of the family, the seniors in the family and the young people in the family, including children and grandchildren, and getting them together to talk about the different stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
The Lifespan Family Conference. If people want to find out more about this, do they call the IOG or do they have a special number?
They can call me at the IOG, and also check our website in about a month or two, because any information we have as we form the program, we will post it on our website.
You're getting pretty well organized within a couple of months.
We have to, because October comes whether we want it to or not.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's amazing how fast days come these days.
Boy, don't they.
The older you get, the faster the time moves.
That's absolutely true.
We're talking with Cheryl Deep. And incidentally, if you have a question for Cheryl, you can join with us too. Our lines are open at 248-557-3300. If your question happens to be, where do you go to get the perfect smile? The answer is you go to Apple Dental in Warren. And the reason for that is Dr. Cohn and his staff are probably the best people I have ever known in the dental business. I've been going there for a number of years now. And they do everything from a simple cleaning of your teeth all the way up to dental implants, which is the hot number in the dental field these days. If you've lost a tooth or two or even a mouthful of teeth and you need a replacement, this is not like crowns or dentures or partial plates. This is like having your own teeth. They're actually put back into the gums and attached to your jaw, to the bone. And so they're permanent. They're really like having your own teeth. It's an amazing thing. And they can do this with one or two teeth or a mouthful, whatever you need. Now, not everybody can have it because it depends on the structure of your bone. Your jaw bones have to be big enough to handle this, but they will tell you all about it. They've got a nice brochure. If you'll give them a call, they'll send that out to you. But the nice thing about Apple Dental is not that they can do all of this, but the way that they do it, they are so gentle, they are so pleasant. Everybody is always smiling. They are genuinely concerned about you and your smile. And you will actually enjoy going to the dentist. I know that sounds like a bit much, but I really do look forward to going to Apple Dental because they're all so nice, starting with Dr. Cohn and all the way through everybody that works there. And they're easy to get to. They're in Warren, on Hoover Road, north of the Ruther Freeway. They're about halfway between I-696 and 12 Mile. They're up about a half a mile north of the Ruther Freeway, and they're handicap accessible, and they're just wonderful. For more information or to set up an appointment, call 586-751-6868. That's Apple Dental in Warren. 586-751-6868. All right, Cheryl, there's something else that's happening down there at the IOG, and it has to do with Dr. Hector Gonzalez, who is involved in depression research, which is a big thing these days. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what's going on in depression research and why that should be so significant.
Well, the IOG and Dr. Gonzalez have gotten an incredible array of attention recently because he just published the results of a depression study in the Archives of General Psychiatry, which is a very prestigious journal. Mm-hmm. That said, in brief, that fully 50% of Americans who have depressive symptoms are not receiving the treatment that they need for their depression. They are either underdiagnosed, so no one's identifying that they have depression, and sometimes even if they are diagnosed, the treatment that they receive is not in line with the current standards of care. So they don't get enough treatment, adequate treatment, and they are not diagnosed. And depression can be a debilitating and paralyzing ailment. And
yes,
it often hits older adults. And so, and what Dr. Gonzalez has found is that it is especially underdiagnosed and undertreated in minorities. African Americans and Mexican Americans in particular are not being treated for their problems to the degree that they should. So that was big news. It was in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. It was in the Wall Street Journal. It was in Crain's. It was all over the local media because it's significant and it's shocking at the same time.
Is Dr. Gonzalez acting as a specialist coming in to do this, or is he part of the IOG?
He's a faculty member of the IOG.
He's a faculty member at the IOG.
The IOG.
And working with depression.
Yes, this was his big research project, and it's still ongoing. He has more things to learn from this research pool, but he looked at thousands.
Now, if people are interested in being a part of the depression research, because that what we're talking about here is a research project,
yes,
and they need volunteers to do the research project.
He already has all of his participants for this particular study.
His particular study is all filled up.
But I would encourage people to continue to call us if they have some interest and see what other research projects we have ongoing.
I wanted to ask you about that because there's always something going on down there in research, and you people do wonderful research. That was why it was so tragic when they cut your budget.
Yes.
Because that hurts the ability to do
this. Well, we're not allowing that to affect our research capability, so our research is still outstanding. That comes first and foremost.
Well, that's really what the IOG is to mm-hmm. Wayne State University. It's a research arm.
Absolutely.
And the research in gerontology, the aging of the population, is so important because we're all getting older. I mean, we're not kids anymore in this country, you know. The average age is creeping up. Do you know what the average age is now?
I think it's 70. Oh, no. Average age across the whole population?
Yeah, across the whole population. What's the median or the average? Or?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It seems to me that it's up someplace around 40 or 38 or 40 or
something. Is it that high?
Yeah, and going higher.
Yeah, which...
And the fastest growing area of population is seniors.
But wasn't there just a spike in births? Like a mini
baby
boom?
Another mini boom, yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that.
that may help, and yet, you know, older adults are living longer.
Well, when you look around the world...
Lots of centenarians, and that's... That will double in the next 10 years.
And when you look around the world... We are really looking very old. Japan's the same way. Even in China.
The age is creeping up because their health care is improving.
Because of that business of only having one child.
Oh, yes.
These people now, you know, because that goes back 30 years ago. These people now are those kids, one kid, and they're all getting older.
And
their parents are older.
Parents.
They're having a bigger problem than we are in terms of the aging of the population. They're going to have to come and talk to people at the IOG.
Sort of an unintended consequence. They didn't realize that when they tried to tap the population and keep it down.
Well, I want to ask you about some of the other research programs that you're doing down there. besides the one that Dr. Gonzalez is going to be doing in depression. We're talking with Cheryl Deep. If you have a question for Cheryl, we still got time for a quick call. 248-557-3300 is our number, and we'll be back and talk about research in just a moment. I would like you to research the holiday markets in Royal Oak and Canton. These are two of the most fabulous supermarkets you will ever enter because they care about you. And I mean that double underlined in spades, capitalized. These people care about customers. And you see it in so many ways through the stores. And you've never seen stores that are so well stocked with not only the normal things you expect in a good supermarket, but unusual items from the four corners of the earth, plus fresh foods that they do themselves. They have their own bakery, they have their own deli, they have their own catering division. I mean, it goes on and on. You get in and discover the holiday markets. This would be a good day to do it. The holiday market in Royal Oak, they are on Main Street, just two very short blocks north of the Ruther Freeway, so they're very easy to get to. The holiday market in Canton is at the corner of Cherry Hill and Lily Roads. And these are the people who put the word super into supermarket 7 days a week. All right, Cheryl, let's talk about other research programs and perhaps the things that people can call and get involved in.
Well, the only one where we may soon be asking for participants, because our research is going very well and we have lots of people who have raised their hand and been willing to help out, is a new lifespan project called the Life Program, and it's to analyze grandparents who raise grandchildren.
Oh.
Do sort of a longer-term analysis of what that means to the grandchildren. How do they fare
how
when
they
they're
react?
Raised by their grandparents? And then also what effects might it have on grandparents, too? Sometimes people talk about the stresses of being an older adult and raising a young child, but there are also many benefits.
Yeah.
As well, it gives you a sense of purpose. It's a chance to do something better, perhaps, than you feel like you did with your own children.
And sometimes the effects of grandmother and grandfather versus a one parent.
Yes, yeah, you've got to look at all of those variations to see what is the critical part of it that's making a difference. But so we're going to follow the grandchildren across a few areas, education, attainment, look at finances, look at environment, and see what matters and what doesn't and how they do.
Now,
so soon we'll be recruiting for...
You're going to be recruiting
couples,
for that one.
Grandparents and grandchildren both.
If people are interested in these kinds of things, they can call down there or go to the website, either way.
Absolutely.
And make their interest known.
Yes.
Get acquainted and get involved with the IOG. I wish we could get more involved. I just looked up at the clock and they're going to toss us out of here. Let me go back one more time. If you go online, go to the website, which is iog.wayne.edu, or call 313-577-2297, and you can always ask for Cheryl Deep, because she's ready to help you in any way she can.
Thank you so much,
Cheryl.
Always a pleasure.
Been a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.